You say, God's got plans for me? Absolutely. So give me a scripture for it. I'm so glad you brought it up. Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Not plans for calamity or for evil. That's the devil's business, right? Pastor Regina, that's the devil's business. But for a future and a hope and an expected end. The Knox translation says, I have not lost sight of my plans for you. Isn't that funny? Sometimes we lose sight, but he hasn't lost sight. Plans for a future, a hope, and an expected end. Well, brother, you don't know. I've been through this, that, and the other, and how could God ever use me again? That religious talk. He will cause all things to work together for good to them that love God and them that are called according to his purpose. He will take the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you'll come out smelling like roses if you will seek him and put him first place. So this is just a starting night for you. Don't you dare give up. Don't you even think about it. Because Pastor Philip and I will chase you with a plastic baseball bat. We'll tackle you and throw you into the altar. Just kidding, you know, but that would be funny, wouldn't it, on video? Listen, you have to run to God tonight. He loves you so much. In fact, this could be, tonight could be an earmarking night where you are changed like never before. Like, you could have an encounter with God tonight that goes beyond any experience you have ever had because God moved into the building and you were just crazy and radical enough to jump in and lose your reputation, give a flip about what anybody thinks, and just radically throw your hair back into the wind. I don't think I've ever said that before in church, but jump in the flow. I wonder what they think. Who gives a flip? You understand what I'm saying? The greatest deliverance that you can get is being delivered from the opinion of man. And I found out a long time ago that my success in life is not predicated on the opinion of another man's head. I'm going to obey God. Amen. So just throw caution to the wind. In fact, jump into the wind. And just let God touch you tonight. Amen. Isn't this beautiful building? Amen. Look at this building you guys have. We're gonna get some carpet in here and a few flowers somewhere. Is there a flower? No flowers? Okay. What about some windmills? I hate windmills. Do you hate those windmills? I'm just kidding. It's a private joke. It's a private thing, you know. I'm just having fun. You know, I'm normal, so we're just talking, have fun tonight. But in the same respect, there will be a depth of anointing that will hit you tonight. And a richness of the word that will come forth tonight. But how do you know, he that sits on the throne laughs. Did you know that? It says that in Psalms 2? God has a good sense of humor. Amen? Thank God for the capacity to laugh. Amen? Because the Bible says in Job 5:12, at destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. Sometimes you just got to laugh at the devil. Just laugh. Just laugh. He'll bring out his high artillery against you. Just try it. You know, it's contagious. It's the truth. They actually will put people, I heard a study that they put people in front of a TV with the Three Stooges were on. Curly, Larry, and Moe. Sounds like some staff people. Bring Curly in here, Larry and Moe. No targeting at anything here. You know. And the people that laughed, you know, do you know that laughter releases endorphins? You know? You should laugh a little more. Some people haven't laughed in 42 years. They've been drinking turpentine for breakfast. See? He liked that one. There it is. See, now you're getting healing right now. Look at you. But he liked that one, didn't he? Turpentine. Oh, boy. It's going to be a strange night. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. We're going to follow you. Welcome to what? Kindergarten? Oh, Kenton. I thought he said kindergarten. I thought, no, we're not in kindergarten tonight. We're not being irreverent. We're just enjoying the presence of God. Amen? In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Notice the location. When the Spirit comes in, there's joy. Amen? But I said all that. I don't know why I said all that. Just to tell you how much He loves you tonight. And you can't exhaust it. There's nothing you can do to exhaust His love. Nothing. Nothing. Now, don't take advantage of that. Frustrate the grace of God, because the Bible says, shall we continue in sin, the grace may abound? God forbid. But when the day's said and done, He loves you so much. Jeremiah 31 and verse 3 says, the Lord has appeared to me of old. He said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Listen to this. And with a billy club I have drawn you. No, that's not in the scriptures. With loving kindness, He's drawn you. Don't you remember the scriptures? It's the goodness of God, the kindness of God that leads a man to repentance. How about that? Man, the way some churches preach, I mean, you know, not this church, some churches, I mean, God's up with a big billy club. As soon as you make a mistake, He just knocks you into left field. And on the way there, you half die. And then while you're down, they come over and smack you a few more times. That's religion. Religion's cruel. Amen. But not in this church. Because God is rich and He loves you so much. He loves you so much. And He knows. And the scripture says, when two sparrows fall to the ground, He knows about it. He said, when's the service start? I'm talking already. He said, even the hairs of your head are numbered. Think about it. God knows everything. I flow in a prophetic office. It amazes me. I go down an aisle and there's people and the anointing's there and I get in front of people and I know things about their life because of the Spirit of God. And I'm very careful about those things. Never to embarrass anybody. Never to hurt anybody. Because if you do, then God will stop using you. Because the more you know, the less you say. Sometimes, you know? You have to protect those things. But it amazes me when you go down and I'll get in front of people and I'll know their whole story. A lot of things God will show me. And why does He do that? To help get you unlocked and free. Deliver you and get you out. Revelation gifts. But it amazes. He knows that. Do you think God doesn't know what's going on in your world? The Bible says the eyes of the Lord go to and fro across the earth. Searching for a heart that will do all His work. He sees where you're at right now. You don't think God doesn't know where you're at? You don't think He doesn't know your financial situation? You don't think He doesn't know your hurts? You don't think He doesn't know your past? You don't think He doesn't know your future? You don't think He doesn't know what you've been through? Listen to me. It's a different service tonight. I'm a follower of the Spirit. In a minute, I'll turn it over to you. You know, or what? I don't know. You know, you wanted to do something. I don't know, but let me just, listen to me, He knows where you're at tonight. And listen to me, He wants to meet you right where you're at. Stop trying to strive, jump through hoops to get Him to love you, and maybe one day with works and labor, He'll take a liking to you, you know? No, He loves you right where you're at. It's not works, it's grace. By grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. So the grace of God is God's unmerited favor. Do any of us deserve salvation tonight? Technically, no. We all deserve to go to hell, but grace stepped in, the Spirit of grace. And He leveled the devil. He literally destroyed principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them through His death, burial, and resurrection. Literally took out Satan and his evil cohorts and their power over you, and you're seated with Him tonight in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, rulers and dominion. He leveled the spiritual forces out in front of you and empowered you to have dominion and made you the righteousness of God, and you're in right standing with Him tonight, and you are His Picasso. His Michelangelo. You are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that God foreordained before the foundations of the world that you should walk in it. Because if any man or lady is in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if you want the location, he's a new creation. Old things pass away. Let me stop for a minute. I feel like some of you just need to unhook your wagon from the past. I don't know why that's on me strong tonight. Unhook your wagon from the past. If any man, ladies, you're included because you were in Adam. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Listen to this. Old, everybody say old.
Old.
I don't like reheats. I hate reheats. I hate old food. I hate stuff sitting around. Unless, of course, Angel cooked it, you know, because she's a good cook. You know, I'm pretty sure of it in my spirit, you know, by way of revelation. And we'll all go over to her house later tonight. Amen. She'll cook us a potluck, all right? But we'll take up an offering, okay, to cover the expenses. He said,